This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 6, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The FINRA Foundation awarded the 2021 Ketchum Prize, the highest honor from FINRA, to Sean Spruce, a champion of financial and investor education in Native communities. The CBOE is going with its version of Bo Knows, hiring Bo Chung as Senior Vice President of Global Sales and Index Licensing. Also, Michael Hollingsworth was promoted to Vice President, Global Head of Data and Analytics, and Geralyn Endo was promoted to Vice President, Global Data and Access Solutions, Client Engagement. Bo Knows was an advertising campaign for Nike cross-training shoes that ran in 1989 and 1990 and featured professional baseball and American football player Bo Jackson. Jackson was the first athlete in the modern era to play professional baseball and football in the same year. Thomas Scanlon has been hired as director of DealerWeb Chicago at TradeWeb. Scanlon was a longtime EBS BrokerTec employee and then worked at NEX and CME Group. Ferrex set a new daily volume record of about 8,800 contracts yesterday. Trading Technologies made its match with a donation made by Nils Robert Pearson to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Four episodes of the FIA Speaks podcast are now available to watch. Episode 19 features economist Jeff Harris, Jim Overdahl, and Eric Seary, and covers topics such as retail trading phenomena, crypto assets, and the role of ESG products and pricing carbon, and the state of market structure in equities and futures. Episode 20 features Leo Melamed, former CME chairman. Episode 21 features Greenwood Project founders Eloise and Bevan Joseph, and episode 22 features Linda Kaufman, the CEO of the SmartStream Reference Data Utility, who shares her insights on how technology and regulation are changing the data landscape. You can listen to all the episodes of FIA Speaks via Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. The three-day STA 2021 conference kicked off this morning in Washington, D.C., offered in-person and virtually in a hybrid format. Today's agenda includes a panel on the competitive landscape between brokers and exchanges at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, a one-on-one interview with SEC Commissioner Allison Lee at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, a panel on listed options market structure at 2:15 p.m. Eastern Time, and an interview with former SEC Commissioner Dan Gallagher, now Chief Legal Officer for Robinhood, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Registration is required. You can view the sessions with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Traders phone up gambling helplines as game-like broker apps spread. U.S. securities regulator examines whether digital engagement practices help or harm investors. Helplines of gambling addiction recovery groups have been ringing with a new kind of caller, day traders. The rise of mobile brokerage applications outfitted with prompts, animations, rewards, and digital flourishes have brought the feel of investing platforms closer to online sports, betting, and gambling. My comment, there are lots of places to get help, but you must ask for it. Here is an editorial from the Financial Times. The Fed's trading scandal undermines public trust. Powell must ensure an overhaul of the central bank's code of ethics. Rules that limit employees' trading exist in part to protect institutions from allegations of conflicts of interest. It is common for banks, law firms, and news organizations, including the Financial Times, to have such policies. Perhaps the most surprising aspect of the scandal embroiling the Federal Reserve is that its policies did not prevent officials from dealing in individual stocks. This is despite it being the repository of some of the most market-moving information on the planet, at a time when its actions have an outside effect on the price of almost any asset. In failing to protect the Fed from allegations that its senior officials made questionable trades, its code has proven unfit for purpose. The FT editorial board nails it. We expect and need better ethics from leaders at the Fed. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Wine deal making surges as investors look past COVID-19 woes. Vineyard valuations rise with wave of private capital. Deal makers have targeted the wine industry as investors bet on rising prices for winery acreage despite a COVID-19 hit to demand for the beverage. Deals by private equity funds to invest in wineries, vineyards, and distributors have risen 75% in 2021 so far, compared with last year, according to Refinitiv. There's also been a jump in mergers and acquisitions, with companies spending $8.1 billion this year to snap up wine-related firms, compared to $1.8 billion last year, PitchBook data showed. My comment, Patrick Thornton Smith, what is the best deal for wine that you have to offer me? Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was the YouTube video of Ken Griffin's talk at the Economic Club of Chicago, in which he shared his opinions on a number of topics, including payment for order flow, cryptocurrency mania, and what's wrong with Chicago. Second was hedge fund billionaire Ken Griffin tells Economic Club of Chicago that Citadel may move its corporate headquarters unless the city changes course, from the Chicago Tribune. Third was the Wall Street Journal's, is the stock market open at 3 a.m.? This startup says it should be about 24 hours, which is seeking SEC approval to offer round-the-clock stock trading 365 days a year. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.